Blog Talk Radio.
Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. Makes me love everybody. And it's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough for me. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. It's good enough for me. It will take us up to heaven. It will take us up to heaven. It will take us up to heaven. And it's good enough for me. So give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. Give me that old time gospel. It's good enough for me. Trouble sometimes I hear. Feeling in hearts within, freedom we all hoping. Now is at stake. Humble your heart to God. Save from the chastening wrath. Seek the way pilgrims trod. Christians away. Jesus is coming soon, morning or night. When many will meet the doom, trumpets will sound. All of the exiles, righteous leading the skies, going when no one dies, heavenward bound. Trouble will soon be over, happy forever. When we meet on that shore, free from all care, rising up in the sky, telling this world goodbye. Home when we then shall fly, glory to share. My Jesus is coming soon, morning or night, or noon, many will meet. The doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous leading the skies, going where no one dies, heavenward bound. My Jesus is coming soon, morning or night, where noon, many will meet. The doom, trumpets will sound. All of the dead shall rise, righteous meeting the skies, when no one dies, heavenward bound. And this is Pastor Mike Peden with the Golgotha Church of Christ. It's 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And this is when we have our worship service, our corporate service, where we come together in fellowship. We all gather together here online or on our radio line. You can call in on our Blog Talk radio line at 619-924-0767. And if you call in on that line, we'll be able to talk with you at the completion of the service. You can also place a prayer request, or if you have any other permanent things, health, or things of that nature that you'd like to talk about, we can talk about that as well. We'll sing a few more songs. Those are still coming on. And then we will get to have our invocation, our opening prayer, and then get ready for our communion. Trouble broke on every hand, and we cannot understand. Only way that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. But we're guiding, He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Surrender and die when the morning comes. The saints of our God are gathering home, and we wish tell a story how the world comes. We will understand it better by and by. We are often destitute of the things that life demands. Want of shelter and of food, thirsty hills and barren land. But we're trusting in the Lord and according to His word. We will understand it better by and by. Trusting in God and by. When the morning comes, when all the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell a story how the Lord comes. We will understand it better by and by. Temptations here exist, often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for each spotless word of deed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by. We're singing by and by. When the morning comes, let us speak of my God, a gathering home, and we will tell a story how the Lord comes. We will understand it better by and by. We're singing by and by. Oh, when the morning comes, singing up, the saints of my God are gathering home, and we will tell a story how the Lord comes, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, thank you for tuning in. Versus Blog Talk Radio out of Norway and also out of Canada, as well as Chicago and the continental United States. So glad to have you with us this evening on our Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ radio show. This is our evening worship that we do at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. So glad to have you. And for others that are looking to call in, you call in again at 619-924-0767, 619-924-0767. We're going to sing two more songs, then we're going to have our prayer. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in, and we will take them at said time. Some glad morning, when the love this life is over, I will fly away, fly away. I'm going to a whole God celestial shore. I will fly away. Don't you know that I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. The wind that shatters of this life hath rolled out. I will fly away, fly away, like a bird from prison bars of thrown out. I will fly away, don't you know me? I will fly away, heaven will be fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I will fly away. Just a few more weary days in me, I will fly away, fly away, to a land where just a memory and I will fly away. Don't you know it? I will fly away, oh Gloria. I fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know it? Fly away, Gloria. I fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. All right, one more song, and then we will go directly into prayer. Let's see. Yes. Favorite song by the late Jewel Hutton. Millions have been looking for a place to call home, but I failed here to find it, so I must travel on. I don't care for dimensions, all the sinking sand. Oh Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Just build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. Over in the shade of the tree of life that it never stands, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake King Jesus' hand. Oh Lord, build me a cabin, call it oh glory land. Listen, Lord, I'm not asking to live in your midst, for I know I'm not worthy of such splendor as this. When I ask him for mercy, while humbly I stand, Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Just build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. Over in the shade of the tree of life that it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake King Jesus' hand. Oh Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. I have many dear loved ones who have gone this way. On the great final morning, shall I hear them all say, come and join our singing and playing our band. Oh Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Oh, just build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. Over in the shade of the tree of life where it may ever stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake King Jesus' hand. My Lord, build me a cabin in the corner of glory land. Oh, just build me just a cabin in the corner of glory land. Over in the shade of the tree of the life that it made stand, where I can just hear the angels sing and shake King Jesus' hand. My Lord, build me a cabin in the corner for glory land. Amen. Let's have our invocation, our opening prayer, and then we will go directly into our communion. Bow with me as we talk to God at this time. Too great I am. The God who sits high, looks low, and has a panoramic view of all life. To the God of all struggles. The God who helps us in our time of need. To the God who knows all because he has experienced everything we have experienced, yet without sin, from a humanly standpoint. Lord God, we come to you today thanking you the very best we know how. Lifting up holy hands and prostrating ourselves in front of you today, Father, for the work that you did for us that you didn't have to do, but yet because of your love for mankind, you did it anyway. You took on the sin of this world. You took on all of the sin of this world, past, present, and future, putting it upon your shoulders and shedding your blood so that we might have a right to the tree of life. You did for us what the second Adam, what the first Adam didn't do. And so it took the second Adam to do. So Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just want to thank you on this day for everything that you have accomplished from a human standpoint, because you've been the greatest example that mankind will ever be able to experience. We thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for the blessings that you provide for us, new compassions every day. I thank you for waking me this morning and spite of some of the issues and challenges that we have to face. You saw fit for us to get up today, and for that, Father, I just want to thank you. I thank you for my health being as well as it is. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for my extended family. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for my church family. Father, just thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for just being our God. Lord, we come to you in regards to a world full of trouble. Yet we have a God that gives us triumph in the midst of trials. Victory when we become a victim and can make us more than a conqueror. It's through the obedience of the Word of God that we gain closer intimacy with you. And we begin to continue to walk and live Christ in this world. That you would smile and be appreciative of our journey. So for this, we just want to say thank you. Praying for those that you've sent today, Father, those that are tuning in from Norway, those that are tuning in from Canada, those in the Chicagoland area, as well as the continental United States, We thank you for that, for we know when the word goes out, it does not come back, boy. We thank you for those that are on Facebook Live and those that go back and watch it later on Facebook Live, that they will be able to get some golden nutrients from the word, the ingredients in the word, which is able to save our soul. So as I close this prayer, I just want to thank you once again for what you do for us. We ask you to continue to correct us when we're wrong, build us up 1 week, and strengthen us when we've been torn down, and help to lead each and every one of us to a soul that needs to know you in the pardon of their sin. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. It's communion time. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And did my Savior die? Would he denote that sacred head for such a worm as I? It was at the cross, when I first saw the light and the burden of my heart went away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy of the day. The drops of grief can never repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give my soul away. Tis all that I can do. It was at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart went away. It was then by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy of the day. We find in Acts 20:7 scripture guidance. Well, Paul continued teaching until midnight, and the apostles broke bread. We see that Paul picked up the pen again in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23, for I received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And after he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, he also took the cup. And after he had supped, he said that this cup, this bread, is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But a very important instruction, but let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread or drinketh the cup unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among men, and many did sleep. And it's that prayer for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread. We know as your broken body in this cup, we know as your shedded blood. We take clean hands and pure heart as we look to Jesus as the author and the finisher of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take of the bread and the wine. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know It was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, yes, I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. They made him carry the cross. Oh, yes, they made him carry the cross. Oh, yes, they made him carry the cross for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I knew it was the blood for me. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, and I know it was the blood for me. When I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. They pierced him in the side. Oh, yes, sir. They pierced him in the side. Oh, yes, sir. They pierced him in the side for me. One moment I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I knew it was the blood for me. The blood came streaming down. Oh, yes, the blood came streaming down. Oh, yes, the blood came streaming down for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross, and I knew it was the blood for me. Amen. We get ready for scripture. I want you to focus on yourself, that you worship God in a worthy manner. We're going to sing one more song, and then we're going to go to the scripture, which will be Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. I want to talk to you today about the prayer meeting. The prayer meeting. Just as I am with us, one plea, but that Father and worship for me. Show this video if you can. And that Thou didst me come to the Lamb of God, I come, I come, just as I am, and waiting not to lead my soul of a wonder brought to thee, whose blood can cleanse its spotted lamb. Oh God, I call. Just as I am poor, wretched, and blind, such riches and heat, Lord, help them mine. Yes, all I need in thee to find a land. Oh, God, I come. I come just as I am, that wilt receive, wilt look on and fall, God cleanse and relieve, because thy promise I call. Amen. Thank God for the word of God, which is a lamp to our feet, a light unto our path. And as we go to the word of God, we have been talking about the action on the Mount of Olives. We're working under an umbrella theme of who are the true Jehovah's Witnesses. I believe God defines them. It's not a title that we just take on, and it's not one that you should wear lightly. And so it's so important that we understand Scripture, that we understand who God is talking to. And we also understand who he's not. We'll start at the top chapter as we do. Read down. But our focus scripture will be on verses 12 through 14. Umbrella theme today is the prayer meeting. I wrote the first narrative, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up, after he had given orders through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After he had suffered, he also presented himself alive to them by many convincing or infallible proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While he was together with them, he commanded them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Father's promise. This, he said, is what you heard from me, for John baptized with water. But you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. I want you to notice the difference between who he's speaking to and other disciples or believers. He says, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence, or many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, this is the final gathering now, of this 40 days, last time we could see that he was with them. When they had come together, they asked him, Lord, are you restoring the kingdom to Israel at this time? Remember, during this 40-day passage, this interim period, prior to the receiving the Holy Spirit, during this 40 days while he was with them,
we see that he was speaking pertaining about things of the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit's going to bring these things back to the remembrance. And so now they ask a very important question. Are you going to put back, are you going to restore, put back in order the kingdom and give it to Israel as it was in the Old Testament? He said to them, it's not for you to know times or seasons, periods or days that the Father has set in his own authority and set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost or the ends of the earth. So he's selling the 12 years run that you have been chosen, handpicked to be Jehovah's witnesses, the true witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth, which was part of their mission. And if you can understand the geography of this text, you see Jerusalem as the city of Chicago, Judea being the state of Illinois, or the continent of North America, Samaria being Canada, or Mexico, right, or the uttermost part of the world, or the uttermost part of the earth. You will be witnesses to carry this message on. Not all the disciples, but you, 11, 12 minus 1. And we're going to have to fix that number, because 12 is the number of government. You will be my government that I have put in place, the cabinet that I set in order under the Holy Spirit of God, that is going to bring the word of God, the truth, to everyone from this point forward. After he had said this, he was taken up, and they were watching. They're interacting with him, they're talking with him, they're watching him, they're listening to him, and he bore the cloud. And a cloud took him out of their sight. Wow. He was growing up. They were gazing into heaven. Can you imagine him speaking to him? Now he starts to go up. And he blows a cloud, and they're watching him, and their neck starts to go back, still listening for instruction. But the instruction now changes when they're no longer to see Jesus. And they have not been given the Holy Spirit yet. God did not leave them without instruction. And then they'll leave them by themselves. Notice what the text says. While he was growing up, they were gazing into heaven, and suddenly two men in white clothes stood by them. Where did these two men come from? They were divine men, angels, so to speak, given by God, messengers. Why would you say messengers? Because the next verse, 11 says, they said, men and brethren, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up into heaven as if you're in amazement? This Jesus, the Messiah, who was taken from you into heaven, will come in the same way or the same manner that you have seen him go into heaven. As he came up and was taken and brought in a cloud, he's going to come back on a cloud. Last week we talked from the subject, get ready, because here I come. Today I want to talk to you about the prayer meeting. the prayer meeting. And they returned to Jerusalem, and they were instructed, not going in and out, they went to the place of peace, the place in the Old Testament where Christ was going to build his church, where the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Zechariah 1:16, Isaiah 2:2-4, Daniel 2:34, Luke 24:44-49, and on and on and on. Not even Mark 9, I think. Can't I remember the verse? Just read the whole chapter, you'll find it in there. It's like Plato. But I want us to see not only who he was talking to, that were going to be his witnesses that will be baptized by the Holy Spirit. And I want you to understand, outside of these that are going to be named, and that's been added to his government, no best-eyed man or graveyard traveler, no one who even claims that they are, even today, will have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. We're moving towards that to let the scriptures prove itself. But I want to make an emphatic statement that you will be able to see clearly verse 12, and they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called the Mount of Olives, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. Very critical information. Because in his ascension, he put them close to Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives. And the distance between the Mount of Olives and Jerusalem was a Sabbath day journey. Now, what's so significant about that? Under the Old Testament law, the Sabbath was a time when you had to cease from working. It was a time when you could not go and, matter of fact, your cattle, your oxen was given a break. It was a time when you could not walk more than a quarter of a mile, right? Because you were to rest at this time, giving your all honor and praise to the Almighty God. So they were only a Sabbath day journey. Oh, wait, I'm going to see you guys coming along. See your mom. See Jimmy Hargrove, Janine Hargrove. Praise God for you. Mom Linda Pinson, good to see you. Praise God for you. You guys can share this video. Yes, I'm feeling much better. Thank you so very much. We're talking about the prayer meeting in Acts chapter 1, 12 through 14. They were a Sabbath day journey, and that means they were close, but the distance was only a quarter mile, 2 blocks in today's understanding, 2,000 cubits. They could not go a long distance where they needed to rest. And when they arrived, they went to the room upstairs, to the upper room, where they were staying. And there always needs to be an upper room. There always needs to be a room that had been set aside for prayer. Individually, we need to have our time of intimacy with God. It may be in your closet, maybe in your bedroom, right? It may be in your living room. We got some of other religions that face the east wall, pray 3 times a day on the road. about me. The importance of talking to your God, spending time with your God, build your relationship with your God. So when struggling times come, you can make it through the difficult times. Why? Because you have strength from the Lord. And I want you to understand something. When you talk to your God, make sure it's a conversation between you and God. Not just you doing all the talking. Allow God to penetrate your mind, to penetrate your heart. Allow the Word of God to come into your heart and speak to you in those areas that you requested. What did that tell me, preacher? I'm so glad you asked that question. That no matter how difficult it comes, and we all are going through storms. I've been through a storm. I want you to know Jesus cares, God cares, and there's somebody in your corner at all times who wants to hear from you, who requests to hear from you. Do you understand when royalty sends out a decree, and they go and they deliver the decree, usually with the trumpet of the song and the procession, so that they roll out the scroll, so that the people, the person that needs to hear, will hear it. Your intimacy with God needs to be just that important, knowing that God has shown up in your prayer time. That you're not by yourself at no time, that He is here and He is omnipresent. So whether you're in India, you're in Africa, you're in Wakanda, or you're in Chicago, God hears you and wants to communicate with you. He wants to answer your prayer. But let me caution you. Sometimes God's answer ain't what you've been looking for. You may be looking for immediate relief at thought I was. And you may get the answer from God. My grace is sufficient. You may ask God to remove that thought in your side. But God has you walk around with that continual thorn and the reminder of being in your life. Before you had that thorn, you didn't talk to God. Now you got that thorn, and you can't stop talking to God. God wants to hear from His servants because He really wants to bless you. So He sends His hand-picked chosen witnesses to the upper room. He calls them in Scripture by name. And if you are not at least 2,000 years old, even though you may carry the same name, you are not of the same DNA. Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, the zealot, and Judas, the son of James. I want those of you who don't know, bottom line one, that there was more than one Judas. There was two Judases. One from Cariot, Judas Iscariot, who had killed himself. That's why we're looking at 11. He committed suicide because he couldn't tell God he was sorry and ask for forgiveness. Sometimes when pride gets in the way, it'll cost you your life. Study up on Judas. Study up on Judas. Second here. Apologize for those that are on Blog Talk. Now we're having some technical difficulties with programming on Facebook Live. Well, the internet has went down, so I have to reboot my computer. All right, while that's rebooting, those of you that are still on Blog Talk Radio will continue to go forward. Why prayer meeting? Prayer is when we talk to God, how we interact with God. God wants us to do it individually. Jesus set the greatest example because he went to talk to his Father in prayer, especially at the last days before his death. He took Peter with him. And he said, Peter, just watch out for me while I go forward yonder to pray. He needed to talk to his God. Why? Because prayer provides strength for the prayer. Did you get that? Those that are praying, God knows and he hears. And he provides prayer, he provides strength for those that are praying. We saw a God that wants to hear from you, a God that can't wait to hear from you. He doesn't want to just hear from you once a year. He doesn't want to hear from you once a month. He doesn't want to hear from you just once a week. Just when we go to church. He don't just want to hear from you when you get in trouble. We serve a God that wants to hear from you without ceasing every second of the day. He wants you to be in a prayer like mindset. He wants you to be mission mind, understanding that the love of God comes and is distributed to those who love God and those who talk to God. Question, have you talked to the Master today? And so we're back up, and those will be coming back on for Facebook Live. Had to reboot the computer so that they will be able to continue to see the sermon. But as we notice the name that he's calling out, Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. I want you to know that these 11, plus the one that's added to them, which would be Matthias, will be the only humans that will be baptized by the Spirit of God. Everyone else will receive the gift of the Spirit through water baptism. Therefore, all these were continually united in prayer, along with the women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. So, Mary is important. The mother the vessel, the conduit pipe of divine glory is important. She's the mother of Jesus. Also with his immediate family, his brothers, which we'll find out that Jude, his half-brother, who grew up in the same household with him, did a lot of work at the church in Jerusalem, wrote the letter of Jude. Even though you may carry many names, and you may pledge to the Lord that you've been baptized in the Spirit of God, I hasten to tell you the truth. The scripture has already said who? That Jesus has handpicked, chosen, and the rest of us, we are called his apostles. They will receive the power from Jesus that no other disciples will have, and that they will be able to do some things that no other disciples outside of Paul will be able to do. All these will continue to united in prayer. So I'm going to pose a question. Unity in prayer is important. We need to pray for ourselves individually, as we see Jesus did in John 17. We need to pray for those in our circle. We need to pray for those that believe on God, in God. Those that have something in common that we can unite with, that we can work with, that we can continue to confess about. You cannot be yoked with an unbeliever. And the religious world has got that twisted many times because they believe an unbeliever is someone who won't follow the way you want them to follow. But God did not make robots. He made disciples. And a disciple is a learner, is a student, and one that follows Jesus continually. That's who he calls brother. That's who he calls family. That's who he unites with. And so as we interact with God individually, when we come together in corporate worship, when two or three are gathered together in his name, when we come together in power of prayer, we need to not be divided. We need to be united for Jesus. And any time you have a class that is divided, you know it's not God that has planted that. Now, that we can have differences of opinion that we work out and we study and we have discussion on, but we don't debate to the point of division. We take God's word, we put it out front, and we make sure that what we are talking about will be in agreement with God's word. So man must come to God's word in obedience. But many times we're looking for God's word to fit us. So as I leave you today, as I want you to understand something, God wants to be united with you, even in your prayer life. Why is prayer life so important? Because if you don't talk to God, if you don't treat God right, how can I expect you to talk to me or treat me right? It begins with God. He's Alpha and Omega of every nanosecond of our day. Before you close your eyes tonight, make sure that you talk to your God. If you've been negligent of prayer to God, of giving your all to God, might I suggest to you even at this day that you give God your all and that you have a little talk with you. Everything is going to be all right. Bow with me. Father God, for those who have been negligent, we're asking for forgiveness today. We're asking for a bandwidth of time that they will be able to observe your love, not take advantage of your love and your grace and mercy, but come to you as obedient servants. Father God, we come to you not just for those that are talking to you, but those that will pray with you, pray to you, and obey in attitude that it will have a glow among you and around you. For you said in the word, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So we want to give you all glory. We want to give you all honor. We want to give you all praise at this appointed time. Father, I thank you for those who have came today. I thank you for the technical difficulties, and we pray that we'll work those out. Father, we ask you to continue to bless us and keep us in the ways we stand in need of. Pray for the health of all, the division of all, those that are hurting, those that have had death, that they're really ready for their detachment, those that are dealing with health problems, including myself, Father. Pray for our families. Ask you to continue to bless them. Keep them in the ways they stand in need of. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name. And I thank you. We love you. We adore you. Let us all say amen and amen again. I see Big Joe, along with my wife as well. We'll take this time and see if we can get a word from Big Joe. Big Joe, you there, Doc?
What's up, Doc? You hear
me?
Yes, I
can hear you.
Oh, man, I'm all good, man. I got this little speaker, this little headset on. I just want to make sure it's working right, man. But, yeah, man, it's all good, man. Michael, the Lord is so great, man. It's like it's going great. I did a thing with Daryl Jones last night at the Promontory. A lot of musicians there, man, because we had a brother. Do you remember Brian Messiah?
No, not by name.
Guitar player. You probably remember him, you see him. But what happened with my brother, man, is like him and Daryl grew up together, like, you know, like me and Herb. And like he was on medication, and his medication made him feel faint. And he tumbled down some stairs, man, and paralyzed himself from the neck all the way down. And so we did a benefit for him last night. And praise the Lord, I saw his son, man. I ain't seen him since he was a little baby. And you know, his brother-in-law said to me, like, they said at the hospital that it'd take nothing short of a miracle for him to be all right. I said, well, don't you think that miracle is happening right now? You know,
hey.
And with all of us gathered together, I said, God got that. I said, because God got a way of waking us all up. And you see, right now we all in this room, and all of our eyes are open right now because of this situation. So, you know, so we must praise the Lord right now. You know, and it worked out, and it was just beautiful. It just became a beautiful event, man. We had a good time.
Praise God! So glad to hear that testimony. How's Munch doing?
What do you say that?
I said, how is Munch doing?
You're doing all right, man.
Okay.
Yeah, doing all right, man. I'm all right, man. Everybody all right.
I know he's getting ready to do a Rolling Stones tour again. They're going back out again. But ask me. to call in one time. I'd like to talk to him. So, such a blessing.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. Let's see. My wife, do you have something you'd like to say today, dear? All right, she says, no, not at this time. Okay. Do for others what they can't do for you. Pray for everybody. Give Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Recognize that you are a testimony for God. And the more you do for God, the more God be for you. You can't beat God given. You find yourself in a rut, go to the book. Let God talk to you in prayer. Have a great day. Continue to pray for myself and brothers, and we will pray for you. That God's healing will continue to go forward. And for those prayer requests that Big Joe has just requested, we're praying for that family and for that healing. We know God's a sovereign God. He does it His way. And if He grants it,
yes, bro,
then He's still a miracle God.
Amen.
And we will receive it. Have a great evening. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Good evening.
Lord. Goodbye.